Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Well, man, did we have a powerful service last week? How many were blessed by Trent and Keisha Corey? It was an awesome service. It was powerful. God is still moving. He is still changing lives. Amen? Amen. Well, this week I came across this. I was reading it, and I thought I'd like to share it with you. It says, funny how a $100 bill looks so big when you take it to church, but so small when you take it to the mall. It's funny how long it takes to serve God for an hour, but how quickly a team plays 60 minutes of basketball. Funny how long a couple of hours spent at church seems, but a couple hours are so short when you're watching a movie. Funny how we can't think of anything to say when we pray, but don't have any difficulty thinking of things to talk about to a friend. Funny how we get thrilled when a baseball game goes into extra innings, but we complain when a sermon is longer than the regular time. We better be out by 11:30 today, right? Funny how hard it is to read a chapter in the Bible, but how easy it is to read 100 pages of the best-selling novel. Funny how people want to get a front seat at any game or concert, but scramble to get the back seat at church services. Don't feel bad if you're sitting in the back today. Funny how we need 2 or 3 weeks advance notice to fit a church event into our schedule, but can adjust our schedule for other events at the last moment. Funny how hard it is for people to learn a simple gospel well enough to tell others, but how simple it is for the same people to understand and repeat gossip. Funny how we believe what the newspaper says, but question what the Bible says. Funny how everyone wants to go to heaven, provided they do not have to believe or to think or to say or do anything. It gets real right there, doesn't it? I thought y'all would like to hear that. It made me think a little bit, and I got convicted a little bit, too. But this morning, I want to talk about something that has probably affected every one of you at some point in your life, and that is fear. We are living in a day where fear is gripping the hearts and minds of people. Just turn on your TV and you can see it. Fear is a real issue. There are people right now sitting at home, not in church, because of fear. Fear of being around too many people, or fear of driving a car and getting into an accident on their way here. They want to be here. They want to be in church. But fear has a grip on them. You may be dealing with fear right now in your life that is stopping you from fulfilling God's given destiny on your life. You're in bondage to it, and it is destroying you. But I have good news. I believe today that the power of fear is going to be broken off your life as we look into God's word and you realize the truth. And when you realize that truth is going to set you free. This is your day to walk free of it. Do you believe it? Billy Graham said, fear can paralyze us and keep us from believing God and stepping out of faith. The devil loves a fearful Christian. So today we're going to expose fear. We're going to bring light to it. I am tired of the enemy stealing from God's children. I can't even tell you how many people come and talk to me that are so consumed with fear, and it is stopping them from living the life that God intended for them. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13, if you turn there with me, verse 13 it says, but when anything is exposed and reproved by the light, it is made visible and clear. And where everything is visible and clear, there is light. We're going to expose fear. We're going to bring light to it and defeat it. That fear you have is going to be like a cockroach. As soon as you shine a light on that bug, it flees. It leaves. It goes back into the hole that it came from. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to shine the light of God's word, his truth on fear, and it has to flee, hallelujah, from your life. One of the many benefits available to believers is freedom from fear. You don't have to live like that. The title of my message today is No More Fear This Year. We need to enter 2014 with the right attitude. That no matter what comes your way this year, you as a born-again, blood-bought believer are going to have no more fear and come out victorious. 2013 is gone. You made it through, and some of you probably thought you wouldn't, but you did. You're still standing here today because your foundation is the solid rock of Jesus Christ. You aren't in that miry clay anymore, but you are on the solid ground. If God be for you, who can be against you? You have the greater one on the inside of you. Just imagine what your life would look like when you have broken the bondage of fear. It's time to loosen your white-knuckle grip on life and enjoy the ride. So as we enter 2014, we need to have the right attitude, expecting God to move in our lives, living by faith and not by fear. No more fear this year. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I ask that you speak through me today, that you anoint my words, and that your revelation, that you would reveal your word, and that it would be made clear that fear is not your will, Lord. We thank you for moving in people's lives today, that they will leave here changed and not gripped by fear anymore. In the name of Jesus, amen. Before we go on, there is one type of fear that you should have, and that's reverential fear. An awe of God. The fear of God that the Bible talks about is the kind of fear we should have for anyone in authority. It's the kind of fear children should have for their parents, their wives for their husbands, and students for their teachers, and so on. It is a type of godly respect that involves reverential fear and awe. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26, it says, in the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence. Why? If you have a reverent and a worshipful fear, you will obey. You will do what God says to do, and your confidence and trust in Him will continue to grow. The kind of fear is good to have. That's the right kind of fear that is okay to have. But all other fear is not okay, and it is not from God. Fear holds you in bondage. It holds you in prison. It's a monster that destroys. What's your biggest fear? Maybe it's dying. Maybe it's not having enough. Maybe it's failure or an illness. Or it's your children's welfare. How many fears do you have? Do you have just one, or so many you can't even count them? What is fear preventing you from doing? Has it ever stopped you? You see, the bondage of fear holds you back and prevents progress. Many people's lives are controlled by fear. You aren't free to do what you really want to do or what God wants you to do because you have let fear stop you. You have let it control your life. There are so many different types of fear. There are common ones like public speaking, failure, rejection, disapproval, being alone, financial problems, death, flying in heights. But it goes way past that. There are pages upon pages of fear on the internet. It could be endless. There's fear of midgets, hair, clowns, belly buttons, chickens, trees, church, sermons, ninjas, exercise. I think Josh has that one. Oh, don't say I just said that. He's not here to defend himself. But basically, there is a fear for about everything. And this all sounds funny and ridiculous, but in all reality, these are serious things that people fall into bondage to, and they let it destroy their lives, and it holds them back from accomplishing what they are supposed to do. Regardless of the type of fear, it is not God's will for your life to be ruled by fear. Fear is not from God, it is from the devil. The enemy uses fear to paralyze you. It stops you. Fear steals your joy, your peace, and your future. Fear torments. Fear causes us to shake and sweat and turn red, have sleepless nights and feel weak all over and tremble. Fear will rule you, control you, and eat away at you if you allow it to. But it doesn't have to be that way. You know what's bigger than your biggest fear? And that's God. No more fear this year. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says that God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So take a deep breath. Relax. Fear not. God is bigger than your biggest fear. You were not made to live in fear, to be consumed with worry and anxiety, but you were made to live by faith. It says in the Bible, fear not, over and over and over. Fear not doesn't mean that you might not feel fear, but it's what you do when the fear starts to rise up. Don't bow to your knee to fear, give it into it, but rather stand firm against it, knowing that God has gone before us and has prepared the way. What we do in spite of fear makes the difference between victory or defeat in our lives. The choice is yours. Will you listen to the word of God or the lies of the enemy? I have had times in my life where I have had opportunities for fear to consume me. Flying on an airplane, in just a few minutes, I can be crying, having a panic attack, sitting right there in the airplane. When I was single, being alone at night in my apartment, I could get myself worked up and call my mom and dad in 2 seconds. When I was pregnant with Zoe, waiting 7 years and waking up in a pile of blood, I've had so many opportunities to be in fear, but I had a choice to make. Trust in the Lord or let fear consume me, get a hold of me, let my mind wander. Your mind can take you places so fast. Or put my trust in the Lord. When I sit on that plane, when that fear starts to come on me, I start saying, no, my life is in God's hands. He protects my coming and my going. When blood was all around me, no, Lord, I trust in you. My faith is in you. I'm going to have this baby, the whole term, healthy baby, and that's what happened. You have a choice to make when fear comes upon you. Are you going to let it consume your body, or are you going to put your trust in the Lord and let faith consume you? Living by faith is the better way. Everything that God has is better and more powerful than anything that the devil tries. The devil has fear as a poison, but God has faith as the antidote. Fear is the opposing force to faith, like good is to evil. Love is to hatred. Depression is to joy, and positive is to negative. Fear is the enemy of faith. It will stop the power of God from working in our lives. Faith is having an unquestionably belief in God. Fear, on the other hand, makes us question and ask things like, will I make it? Faith doesn't question. It has complete confidence and trust in God. No matter how powerful and overwhelming fear feels to you, remember, faith is greater. Where fear ends, faith begins. Amen? Well, you may say, I don't have any faith, Marcia. It's just not there. I wish I had it so I could be an overcomer. But you know what God's word says? It says in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, unto every man is given the measure of faith. The scripture includes you. You have been given a measure of faith. It says every man. You just need to put it into action, and you can do that by your words, your thoughts, and your prayer life. You can't think fear and walk in faith. They're complete opposites. It is so important what you meditate on. You need to get the Word of God into your very being. Faith knows how to win. Faith has never lost a battle. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, Daniel in the lion's den, David and Goliath, they all can testify to that. And the list goes on and on and on. Faith knows how to win. Faith will swallow up fear and let you walk in the purpose of God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." You see, you need to realize Satan doesn't have any power over you. The only power he has is the power you give him. And fear is one of his tactics. He will try to stop you with it. But 2014 is going to be different. No more fear this year. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." See, right here it says, seeking whom he may devour, not who he wills. He has no power over you. There was a big bully in a school, and who always took great delight in picking on everyone. He especially liked to pick on someone smaller than he. He would scare them, he would beat them, mistreat them, and annoy them in any way that he could. This was his joy. He was known all over the community as the one who bullied everyone that he could. One day, a wiry little boy saw this big bully standing with a pad of paper and writing on it with a pencil. This wiry little boy had a lot of courage and would fight a wildcat. He walked up to the bully and asked, "What are you doing?" The big bully said, "Well, I'm making me up a list of everybody that I can whoop. I'm writing their names on this piece of paper. I've got the names of everybody I can whoop in this school down on this piece of paper." As he read it, he finally came to his own name. Bristling with anger, he looked up at the bully and said, "Why, you've got my name on this list, because you can't whoop me. What are you going to do? What are you doing with my name on this list?" You know, the devil's the same way. He's going around making up a list of every Christian that he thinks he can defeat. He knows who's ignorant of their standing and their rights in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has their name on a list. We need to boldly face Satan and say, "I see you've got my name on your list. You can't defeat me. I'm washed by the blood of Jesus. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I have all the power over all your power, Satan. In Jesus' name, I am more than a conqueror. I will fear no more." Do you know what Satan will do? He will turn pale and he will tremble. He will take that eraser and say, "Oh, in that case, I'll take your name off the list." Hallelujah. We need to keep Satan busy wearing out his eraser, erasing all the names off his list, because our name is on another list, and that's the list of the Lamb's Book of Life, and our name is written with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Satan has bullied God's people long enough. He has tormented and harassed God's children because they have not known their rights and privileges in Jesus Christ. Your days of defeat and fear are over. Power will come with knowledge. As you become more knowledgeable about the true supernatural power of God, you will rise to victory in every area of your life. No more fear this year. When that boy said, "You can't whoop me," that big bully just wielded before that challenge of that little boy, he turned pale with fear and he said, "Okay, I'll take your name off that list." And that's what the devil's gonna do with you when he sees what a Christian you are and how you know who you are in Christ. He's not gonna mess with you because you've got the blood of Jesus Christ. You've got angels standing around you. Hallelujah. The devil cannot touch you. Do you believe that this morning? In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world." Fear becomes a conduit for Satan's destruction in your life. Faith is a conduit through God to move through your life. Satan tries to get us to focus on our problem and make a big deal over it. The problem becomes so great in our minds when God is so big. Fear deceives you. Fear is false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R, fear. That's all it is. How much energy and emotion have you wasted over something and it's never even materialized? Fear is the counterfeit. Faith is the original. When fear comes your way, you've got a choice to make. You can either let it consume you, destroy your peace and your well-being, or you can fight it with faith. Sometimes you got to preach to yourself. May look a little weird, but sometimes you got to preach to yourself. You've got to stand up and declare, "Jesus is with me. I will not fear. He is all powerful. He holds all the power in his hands. I put my trust in him. Jesus Christ is my source of life. He is the source of my peace, my joy, and my safety." You need to arm yourself with the Word of God. Find the promises in the Word about trust and confidence and overcoming fear. They're all throughout the Bible. It says in Joshua, "Don't be afraid nor dismayed. Be strong and of good courage." It says in Psalms 27, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumble and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident." In Psalms, it says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear." And another verse in Proverbs says, "When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught." In Isaiah 41, verse 10, it says, "Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteousness and right hand." Aren't you thankful for that? And Mark says, "Don't be afraid." And John, it says, "Let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid." In Hebrews, it says, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" If you stay focused on God's promises, it says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, "He will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on these." How many of you want more peace in your life? There's so much going on in this world. Keep your mind on him, and he will keep you in perfect peace. When the enemy comes to you whispering in your ear that, "Hey, you're going to die. You're going to die early. You're going to be bankrupt. You are going to be alone forever. You're never going to find a spouse. You're going to fail." whatever it may be, you need to tune out the fear and tune in the voice of the Lord who says, I will satisfy you with long life. I am your provider. I am always with you. I will never forsake you. I am your deliverer, and I will give you the desires of your heart, and you are victorious through me. I've already paid the price. He has been defeated, and we are victorious. Amen? God says in his word, fear not, I will be with you. That means no matter what circumstances are, he is with you. Everything will work out all right. No more fear this year. Maybe you've been allowing fear to control and determine your destiny. It's been stopping you from enjoying life. Today is the day. Enough is enough. Draw a line in the sand. Fear is Satan's tool to steal your God-given destiny. Fear is the enemy of confidence. Get your eyes and confidence on Jesus and put fear in its place. God said to Joshua, fear not. God said to Jeremiah, fear not. God said to the Israelites through Moses, fear not. And God is saying to you, fear not. Jack, fear not. Kim, fear not. Donna, fear not. I am with you, says the Lord. Say it with me this morning. No more fear this year. Say it again. No more fear. This year. Amen. It says in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. That is what the living God says about you. That's what he says about you. He's called you by your name. You are his. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, you're redeemed from the curse of the law. Fear and torment are part of that curse. Therefore, as a believer, you have been redeemed from fear. You don't have to live in bondage to it. You need to grab a hold of that promise. Living in fear is not God's will for your life. It's not okay. Fear causes you to see yourself as a victim. Faith causes to see yourself as the champion you really are in Christ. Fear keeps God's blessings from you. Faith brings God's blessing to you. Fear locks you out. Faith takes you in. Fear builds in your mind. Faith builds in your heart. Fear puts you in reverse. Faith takes you forward. Fear questions the promises of God. Faith believes and acts upon them. Fear believes the lie. Faith believes the truth. Fear is trusting in the devil. Faith is trusting in God. Fear or faith increase by your words. Fear brings doubt and makes the situation worse. But faith brings hope and improves the situation. Would you rather live by faith or by fear? You weren't made to live by fear, but you were made to live by faith in God. No matter how big or how small that fear is, with faith in God, you can overcome it. We have a choice to make. Are we going to allow fear to rule us, drain us, ruin our God-given destiny? Or are we going to be the believers God has called us to be, living in faith, acting upon his word? We are overcomers. Thanks be to God who always, doesn't say sometimes, maybe, if he feels like it, but it says always causes us to triumph in his name. Don't allow the enemy to stop you from receiving or attaining what is rightfully yours. The choice is yours. You determine who wins in your life, faith or fear. You know, your heavenly Father knows everything that you need. So why should you worry? Why should you live in fear? His word says he will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. That is the key that releases everything God intends for you. Jesus the King. Jesus is the King. And if you want the King to rule your life, this means that you surrender your life to him, saying, be the Lord and ruler of my life. Take charge. When you do that, you're in his total care. You know, when recruits join a branch of the military, they must make a total commitment to their country and to a term of service. At that point, the military provides all their essential clothing, their shelter, their training, and transportation. And so it is when you commit to the King and the kingdom of God, he provides everything in your life. The spiritual, the mental, the physical, you can count on it. God will keep his promises and he will take care of you. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to worry about. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says, cast the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully. You know, no one will ever care for you like Jesus. Josh and I have learned over the years of experience that God always makes a way. Whether we faced a need in housing or clothing or transportation or ministry, God was there for us. And he will make a way in your life too. Cast every care, cast every worry and fear upon the Lord. Tell the Lord, Lord, I trust you. I'm going to seek you first, and I believe that you will add to me everything I need. No more fear this year. If that's you, and I've been talking to you, and you've been dealing with fear, no matter how small it is or how big it is, whether it's completely consumed your life or not, today you can be free from it. Listen to me, it's not God's will that you live in fear. Jesus said that he came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Living in fear is not abundant life. The enemy is stealing the God-given life away from you by putting fear on you. But you don't have to live like that. Choose to stand against that fear that's attacked your life. Choose to walk in faith in Christ. He is bigger than any fear that you face. You need to serve fear notice. You fear no longer rule or control me. I no longer listen to your lies, but I only listen to the truth of God's word. Make a decision today to never look back, to never let fear rule you anymore. Arm yourself with the word of God. When that fear starts to creep in, you need to crush it in the head with the promises of God. You see, God just doesn't put you down here on earth, and when fear comes over you and you have that opportunity to let fear consume you, and he just says, well, that's just part of life. You'll make it. It's okay to fear. You've got kids. It's okay to worry about them. But no, he gave you the word of God. It's powerful. It's called the sword of the Spirit. But you've got to get it out of its sheath and you've got to use it. Amen? You've got the word to defeat the enemy. Don't let fear rule you anymore. When you have that revelation of who you really are in Christ, the enemy can't touch you. You will have the confidence you need to overcome fear. This year, 2014, is going to be a year of victory. Do you believe it? Freedom from fear and worry. As a believer, we are victorious. We are triumphant. No matter what comes our way, the word is true and it changes not. But it's time that we wake up as believers. It's time that we get our sword out and we start waving it around. It's time that we stop letting the enemy steal from us anymore. You may have opportunities arise to be in fear this year, but you don't have to take them. Make a decision today that you're not going to do it anymore. Stop making excuses why it's okay to live in fear. We are the church of the living God. No more fear stopping our God-given destiny. No more fear stopping what we're called to do. No more fear stopping our purpose. No more fear holding us hostage. No more fear this year. No more. The enemy's already been defeated. We're not waiting for Jesus to come back to defeat him. He's already come and he's already defeated him. He's under our feet. You got to keep him there. I love that song we sang this morning, God of Angel Armies. It says, whom shall I fear? Lord, you crush the enemy. It says, I know who goes before me. I know who stands beside me. The God of Angel Armies is always by my side. No more days of fear. No more days spent worrying, depressed, and defeated. Those days are over. The enemy has tormented and harassed you enough. You are a child of the Most High God. You got to get a hold of that. You are daughters and sons of the King. You need to start walking around and acting like it. No more fear. Stand with me. Sometimes we think the devil is this big, scary guy that can do so much to us, but he can't. God is so much bigger than him, and you have authority in the mighty name of Jesus to throw him out. You need to keep him in his place where he belongs. I believe today that we shine the light of God's truth on fear. And it's got to leave. I am sick of God's children not living the life they were meant to live. Not living in peace. Not living in joy, all because the enemy's whispering in your ear. But no more today. After today, we're not going to do that. When we start to hear him whisper in your ear, say, oh, no, no, you don't. I'm a child of the Most High God. I am triumphant. I am victorious. You can't touch me. I've got the God of Angel Armies by my side. Amen? Are you going to draw a line in the sand today? Not go back. Don't let fear ruin another day of your life. Don't let fear ruin another night's sleep of your life. Don't let the enemy steal from you anymore. Everything's gonna be okay. You're gonna make it. You're gonna make it through 2014 just fine, because you're anchored to that solid rock of Jesus Christ. Amen? You might have a few storms, but you know what? They're not gonna take you out, because you've got Jesus, and He'll say, "Peace, be still." He can calm the raging sea in a moment. That's the kind of God you serve. He's almighty. He's all powerful. He's everything. He's the one true living God. He's the only one that can save you, redeem you, protect you, bless you, provide for you, love you. Nobody can love you like Jesus. So why live in fear? You've got the creator of the universe on your side. No more fear. No more false evidence appearing real. Amen? Say it one more time. No more fear this year. Amen. Well, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to ask you something. Maybe you've never asked Jesus into your heart, and you don't know where you would spend eternity if you were to die today. Maybe you're fearful about dying. You don't have to be. Maybe you're here today and you're living a life that you know isn't right. You're doing things that you're not supposed to be doing, and you know it, but you just don't know how to get free from it. Can I tell you, Jesus is the answer? Or maybe you're here today and you consider yourself a good person. You don't lie or steal or cheat. You do good deeds. Do you know it takes more than just being a good person to get to heaven? You've got to make Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life to get to heaven. It takes more than just being a good person. Jesus loves you. His arms are open so wide. Why don't you invite Him into your life today, into your heart? He loved you so much that He went to a cross. He paid a debt He didn't know. He was crucified. He bled, was beaten just for you. He paid the price for you. He loves you. Maybe you're thinking, "Marcia, you're talking to me. That's me. I'm ready to make that decision today. I'm ready to make Jesus Christ my Savior." If that's you, if you would just slip up your hand without any hesitation. I see that hand. If that's you, don't wait another day. He loves you. He wants you. His arms are open wide, calling out your name. Come home to Him. He'll make your life so much better. If that's you, just slip up your hand. Be honest with yourself and with God. Forget about who's sitting next to you. Forget about what you got to do today. The most important thing is, where are you going to spend eternity? If that's you, you've never asked Jesus into your heart, just lift up your hand. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand.